We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into another edition of The Butcher versus the Spin Instructor presented by LB's Meat Market. I'm Neil McCready. You know the rest of the crew here, Greg Jones from LB's Meat Market in Oxford, Campbell McCready, who's also from Oxford, but she's the spin instructor at Zen Studios in Fayetteville, kind enough to join us once again for another week of picks. One of you had a winning record last week. One of you did not. We'll see. We'll announce that here in a moment. First, Greg Campbell, how are y'all?
Good.
So we've got a big couple weekends coming up, Greg. Tulsa here in town this weekend for coming in for the final non-league game of the year. And then things get real, not only for football, but I'm guessing in the butcher meat business, because Kentucky's coming to town and it is going to be a zoo in Oxford. Early game, so a lot of people will be cooking afterwards, I'm guessing. A lot of Friday night stuff going on. So big weekend coming up in next weekend, but this weekend it's Tulsa. It's going to be pretty busy here as well. How can people get in touch with you guys? What's going on there at LB's?
We just got fresh fish in and everything, so we are getting stocked up for the weekend. We don't know what weekend it's going to be like, so hopefully it'll be busy, but yeah. Next weekend should be really busy. We've got Kentucky coming in town. I just got back from Lexington, and I had an Ole Miss on the side of my hat, and every person came up to me like, "Oh, you from Oxford?" I was like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Oh, we're coming." I was like, "Cool." So it should be a pretty big weekend next weekend, but kind of disappointing with the 11 o'clock game. But, no, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, it's in there.
Yeah,
and we've got customers coming in and getting tri-tip and everything. Yeah, it's in there. It's in the cooler. You'll get it.
I need to get a.
Yeah. No, you're good. You're good.
I need to get a tri-tip.
Yeah, somebody's coming and getting all your tri-tip already, Neil. Sorry.
No, I gotta stop by here real quick. All right. So it's LB's Meat Market. It's 2008 University Avenue in Oxford, right across the street from Kroger. You don't need to go to Kroger. Just use Kroger as a landmark. If for some reason you're having a hard time finding it, LB's freshest cuts of beef, of pork, chicken, as Greg mentioned, fresh seafood. They've got the stuffed jalapeno poppers. They've got the stuffed mushrooms, stuffed bell peppers. They've got so much going on. The bacon wrapped asparagus. Don't forget in the cooler on the side, if you're not in a hurry, you can grab some stuff that's been freshly frozen right there. And Greg, tell Greg that you heard about it here on the podcast. He's always looking to take care of the people that are getting stuff out of the cooler. So it's time to jump into the picks. Got games to get to, got a full slate. First, we got to talk about last week, fellas, boys and girls. Greg, you went 4-6. 4-6. You're off to a 2020-esque start. You're 13-19 overall. You were tied going into week three. Campbell, you went 6-4 overall. So you're now 15-17. Both of you are in the red. Campbell getting closer to the black than Greg. But Campbell has a 2-game lead in this competition as we head into week four. Any thoughts on that, Greg?
I think I have COVID. I think that's the only thing I can say. I mean, you know, if we're venturing back to 2020, I think that was COVID year. So I need to drink some more Guthrie's pink lemonade. So With that being said, no, there's no excuses. I got to go back to the drawing board. I got to find out last year's magic potion.
Campbell, any looking back on last week, is there any formula that led to the sudden success?
I stuck with my, strategy for the most part, besides turning away from the green for the one game. I think I picked not green. So maybe that's the new. Was that the game? Did I win that game or not?
I'm having a hard time finding the games from last week. I made the mistake of trying.
I took Mississippi State for the first time ever and got burned.
You did. You did. Campbell had LSU. Campbell had LSU in that game.
Never doubt Baton Tiger Stadium after when the lights go out.
I'm trying to remember what the other game was. No, let's see, Campbell. You took, because we went Oregon. Did you go BYU or Oregon in that game?
I went BYU because I have a friend that graduated there.
Yeah, and Campbell may have gone green. Did you go green one more time and go Oregon?
I think she did.
Oh, wait, yeah. I didn't turn away from the green.
So
yeah,
your loyalty
I said I'd give it one more chance.
Your loyalty to the color green got you a lead in this competition. It's amazing.
Okay. Well, great. Then I need to stick with that.
Just imagine if we mix some Pittsburgh in here and get our dance moms angle going back.
I'm pretty sure that one failed me the first week.
Looking at the sheet, there is no green on the schedule. There is a bowling green on the schedule. Oh. They wear brown and orange, so this is kind of a different deal.
Yeah. Like,
we're going to get started here. Campbell, you won the week, so you get to go first. Kent State back on the slate here. Kent State heading to Athens, Georgia to face the top-ranked Georgia Bulldogs. This is an 11 a.m. game on ESPN+. If you are desperate enough to stream this, Georgia, Campbell, is a 42.5-point favorite.
I'm going to go with Georgia here.
Campbell, never afraid to lay the points. Just never the number of points.
Well, I don't think it's ever done me wrong.
You won both with Tennessee and Alabama last week.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep on going.
Okay, so she's going to lay 42.5, Greg. What do you think?
I'm going to lay it with her. I mean, if it's not broke, don't fix it, you know. So let's go with Georgia and clearly the better team there.
Yes, for sure. All right, Georgia is 42.5-point favorite. So you guys both laying the points. I think that's a good pick. Greg, we go to the ACC for one game because it's two nationally ranked teams. Clemson, ranked fifth in the country, heads to 21st-ranked Wake Forest. This is an 11 a.m. game on ABC. Clemson is a 7-point road favorite.
I'm going to go Wake Forest. I'm just kind of in a home dog mood. You know, I just think maybe this is a field goal game. Maybe some of the ACC teams have closed the gap on Clemson. I don't know. Who knows? But I almost feel kind of like a Tiger Woods situation, you know, like Clemson was this, you know, this big bad, you know, in, as far as with Trevor Lawrence. So I'm going to go with Wake Forest here.
All right, Campbell, Greg is going to take Wake. He's going to take the 7 points. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Clemson. I don't really know why, but I'm going against Greg.
I like Lawrence.
I'm with Campbell on this one. I love Clemson in this game. This is one of my favorite games of the week. That doesn't mean a damn thing, but I love Clemson. All right, Campbell, it's back to you. We've got Missouri, a 6.5-point underdog at Auburn. This is an 11 a.m. game on ESPN. Auburn quarterback TJ Finley is out of this game. I don't know whether that's a good thing or a bad thing for Auburn because he's been awful. So what do you think?
I never pick Auburn, and I'm not going to. So I'm going to go with Missouri.
Sticking with the anti-Auburn loyalty, she's going to lay 6.5, Greg, on the Plains. What do you think?
I think this might be the Grey Goose game. I don't know.
It's bad.
I mean, I'm looking at the bottle right now. Sorry, I was thinking about it. I'm going to go agree with her. We don't take Auburn. You know, I just don't like somebody coming up and yelling War Eagle to me. So I'm going to go with Missouri.
Okay. Both of you going with Missouri on the road at Auburn. Greg, last week you went with Mississippi State at LSU. They did not treat you well. This week, Mississippi State's at home. It's an 11 a.m. game on the SEC Network. They are giving 29 points to Bowling Green, the Falcons. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I know it's there's green in the team, so we're going to, you know, stick with the green theme, and hopefully it comes through, and hopefully Brown and orange turns green for us for money. So let's go with Bowling Green with the points.
All right, Campbell, you've been all over Mississippi State's games. You've nailed them all so far. You've had them when they won. You've had them when they lost. You had LSU last week. What do you think this week? I'm giving 29 points to Bowling Green.
Well, I disagree. Bowling Green, their colors are not green, so it doesn't count. It's not the same thing. So I don't think that green angle is going to work in my favor. So I'm going to go with Mississippi State.
Wow. Wow. She's coming strong today, Greg. I mean, this feels like someone with momentum.
You would think somebody that would, if they had the name in the team green, she would be all over it. But no, she just is liking the color.
She likes the color.
Green.
Yeah. She's not exactly.
It definitely doesn't count.
All right. Let's see. Campbell, it's your turn again. We've got a big SEC game between two ranked teams. There's one of two of these this week. Florida is ranked number 20 in the country. They're heading to Knoxville, Tennessee to play the 11th ranked Volunteers. It's a game at 2:30 on CBS, and the Gators, Campbell, are getting 9 points. Tennessee, a 9-point favorite.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'll go with Tennessee just because it's at home.
Okay. I like that pick, Greg. She's going to take Tennessee and lay the 9. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Florida just because.
Oh, wow.
Why not?
We got all sorts of differences today so far. We got Clemson.
I mean, you know, just trying to keep the theme going. We're going either really deep in the hole or trying to get out of the hole right out the get.
All right, Greg, it's Tulsa. Headed to Ole Miss, head here to Oxford. It's a 3 p.m. game on the SEC Network. Ole Miss's final non-SEC game of the season. Ole Miss is a 19.5-point favorite. The Rebels ranked number 16 in the country heading into this game, giving 19.5 to the Tulsa Golden Hurricane.
Oh, I'm going to go with Ole Miss here. I think they're at least three touchdowns better than Tulsa, so they might have found a quarterback too, so who knows?
All right, Campbell, this is going to be interesting for you because you've been picking Ole Miss pretty consistently for a while, and Ole Miss has been good to you, but you have a Tulsa connection with your cousin Mike.
And his family.
Mike's our cousin Mike Neal is the president of the Tulsa Chamber of Commerce. He's heading to town this weekend. So this is a conflict here. What do you think?
I'm going to go with Ole Miss. I'm from Oxford, so that goes over everything. So that's going to be my new – angle there. I picked Ole Miss the whole time. I'm going to go with Ole Miss.
And it's really good for your dad's business for Ole Miss to win this game and get to this Kentucky game undefeated because things are about to get heated up going. I'm with you guys. I think Ole Miss wins and wins big. I do think Tulsa's quarterback's a good player, and he scares me a little bit on a backdoor cover, but I like Ole Miss big here. All right.
Defense is playing good too.
Yeah, defense looks really good. They passed the eye test. I'm not sure they've played a really good offense yet, but they look really good. So we're going to see because Kentucky's coming. Speaking of Kentucky, Greg, Kentucky headed to town next weekend. First, they've got some business to take care of in Lexington. They're entertaining Northern Illinois on Saturday evening at 6. You can see this game on ESPN2. The Wildcats, Greg, giving Whose turn is it? Campbell's? It's Campbell's turn. No, I don't know. Whatever. Who cares? Greg, we'll let you go. The Wildcats, Greg, giving 24.5 points.
I'm going to go with Kentucky here. I mean, you know, I don't see them skipping over that
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like a guy that wants to look ahead of 2 weeks down the road. See, he seems like a day in front of the guy. So I think they roll here and they win 42-7. How about that?
Okay. Campbell Greg is going to take Kentucky, lay 24.5 against the Huskies of Northern Illinois. What do you think?
I'm going to agree with him on this one.
Yeah, it's going to set up a really big game in Oxford next week if you're both right, and I think you both are. Ole Miss and Kentucky would both be undefeated headed to Oxford for an October 1st SEC opener. Well, for opener for Ole Miss, Kentucky's already won a SEC game. They beat Florida. All right, Campbell, I know that we're taping this on Thursday. You're headed down to Dallas, and I know you love Dallas. Headed down to Dallas tomorrow for Arkansas and Texas A&M. The 10th-ranked Hogs, the 23rd-ranked Aggies. This is a 6 p.m. game on ESPN there at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Campbell, your Razorbacks are getting 2 points against Texas A&M. I know where we're going, but tell me why Arkansas wins on Saturday.
You know, I don't know why. Everybody's excited, but I don't know anything about the football team, but I'm excited to go. So I'm going to go with Arkansas.
How many football players at Arkansas do you know?
I have one in at least one in almost all of my classes.
Don't you have but one? You have one class with a bunch of players. Is that right?
Yes, I'm in physics and human affairs, which is probably the easiest science on campus. We learned the other day for our lab, we pushed cars and measured the distance they went. So you can imagine there's lots of student athletes in that class and then a lot of business majors.
They're actually recruiting employees for their business, it looks like, probably.
Yep. There's basketball players in that lab. I'm pretty sure every sport is in that class.
And they just wear a shirt that says
all the student athletes on campus have this like Nike backpack. So, you know, they're an athlete. Yeah.
I'm about to give you one of those.
Yeah.
Anyway, I should just get one of those and walk around with one.
The funniest, Greg, is that, Caroline sent a text the other night. She said, I guess she'd gotten back to her dorm or Kyle house or whatever was watching the end of the Arkansas-Missouri State game. And she said, I didn't know that there was the kicker for Arkansas, Cameron Little. Apparently, she and he have like a business project that there's four people on their team and two of them are on a team doing a project, and she had no idea that he was the kicker. she just thought he was her friend Cam. Cam the kicker. All right, Greg, Campbell is obviously taking the Razorbacks and the 2 points against A&M. What do you think?
I'm going to go Texas A&M. You know, I know Campbell's going to, you know, rub this in my face next week when Arkansas wins by 2 touchdowns. So, it's all good. We're having a little friendly rivalry, so I'll take Texas A&M here.
Should be a really good game. It's two teams that that match up in funny ways. Arkansas has been very, very good on offense. A&M has been very, very good on defense. Arkansas has been pretty bad, frankly, defensively, and A&M has done nothing on offense. So I guess we'll see if something gives. All right, we got another big line here, Greg. Vanderbilt heads to Alabama. The Doors off to a 3-1 start. Alabama ranked number 2 in the country. It's a 6:30 game on SEC Network. Vanderbilt getting 40 points.
Yeah, I'm going to go Alabama here. First half and the game, if I can get a live bet. If Alabama doesn't cover this, I won't bet Alabama ever again.
All right, Campbell, he's going to lay 40 with the Crimson Tide. What do you think?
I'm going with Bama, too.
You've been consistent on that for 3 years. It's been good for you. It's a good strategy. All right, Campbell, it's New Mexico. The Lobos headed to Baton Rouge to play LSU. This is a 6:30 game on ESPN+. New Mexico is getting 30 points at Tiger Stadium. What do you think?
I'm going to go with LSU. Here.
All right, Greg Campbell is going to lay the 30. What do you think?
I'm going to go to New Mexico. I'm going to Los Lobos. I'll take the points.
All right, we got one more game, and we'll get to it in a second. But first, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. It can be tough to train your brain to stay in problem-solving mode when faced with a challenge in life. But when you learn how to find your own solutions, there's no better feeling. A therapist can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or small. I've used therapy as a way to handle stress, clear negative thoughts. It's a life changer for me. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and it's entirely online. Get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey. Switch therapist anytime. When you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can help get you there. Visit BetterHelp.com/MPW today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/MPW. All right, guys, we got one final SEC game. South Carolina has taken a couple of drubbings the last couple of weeks. Arkansas got them. Georgia really got them. Now they come home to face a Charlotte team that's coming off a big win. Charlotte and South Carolina, 6:30 on ESPN+. South Carolina is giving 22 points to the Niners. I think, Greg, I think it's your turn.
I'll take the 49ers. How about that? I just think that South Carolina's probably gotten beat up last couple of weeks, and there's probably some, you know, starters that are hurt and probably not playing the game. So we'll hope for a late touchdown to cover the spread.
You guys are different on just about everything. I'm curious to see whether you're different here. Campbell, Greg's going to take Charlotte and get the 22 points at in Columbia, South Carolina. I know a town that you like.
Yeah, I was trying to remember what my angle was, but it's the journalism conference I went to once back about, you know, 8 years ago.
Because it put so much impact in your life, yeah, that you know,
it really impacted me. No, I don't really remember much other than the fact that it was in Columbia, South Carolina. So I'm going to go South Carolina just because I've been there.
All right. So you guys have a ton of differences this week. Clemson, Wake Forest, Bowling Green, Mississippi State, Florida, Tennessee, Arkansas, Texas A&M, New Mexico, LSU, Charlotte, South Carolina. So in for a wild
weekend. I got a good feeling we'll be visiting the new sponsor here after this week.
Yeah, you might need a little therapy after that. You never know. All right, Greg, once again, I can't recommend to people enough LB's Meat Market. The difference in quality is something that, frankly, you have to experience it to understand it. And then once you do, you'll realize when you're celebrating, when you're enjoying a weekend, when you're cooking on a Friday night before the game on Saturday, if you're enjoying a Saturday night after an early game or whatever the case may be, highly recommend LB's Meat Market, all the freshest cuts, whether it's beef or pork or chicken, seafood, whatever the case may be, all the accoutrements. They've got all these fun stuff in there. Great service. The people are awesome. I always load up on Sunday typically and cook for the week for our busy schedule. So I know a lot of other people do that as well. So Greg, again, if people want to get in touch with you this weekend, or if they want to set something up to make an order for next weekend, how do they go about getting in touch with you?
Yeah, always call the store, 662-259-2999. On the way to Lexington on Monday, my mom texts me. She goes, "Greg, I got an order for 90 jalapenos poppers." And I promise you, that made her day. I mean, it literally made her day that she's got 90 jalapenos to do on Friday. So, but no, it helps us out, you know, because we can adjust for that. Because, you know, it takes us a hot minute to do 90 jalapenos. So I wish we had a magic wand back here, but we have some good workers, and we are very thankful for who we have that work here. And with that being said, yeah, just always call the store. We'll get you taken care of.
Yeah, I love the jalapeno poppers. Of all the things there, sometimes it's like a little sentimental favorite. Campbell loves them too. I could just eat them because you don't know whether they're going to be – this one's going to be a little hotter than that one or whatever, and it's just kind of a special –
Try to have one left over and do it with eggs in the morning for breakfast.
Oh yeah, I bet really that'd be good. I bet. All right, we will. We'll stop there. We'll be back with you next week. Thanks for making us a part of your week. If you're driving to Oxford or wherever, in Campbell's case, to Dallas, please be careful. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the college football weekend, and we'll be back next weekend to get you ready for another big weekend, including Kentucky and Ole Miss here in Oxford. Until then, for Campbell McCready, for Greg Jones, I'm Neil McCready. Have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.